Fern got decked by Nikita on national TV last night.
I know. I've arranged flowers to be sent
to Garden Studios.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Brit. Rest in peace.
I told you he's got it out for her.
Look, I told you my theory off the pod, and it has legs.
It clearly does after last night. Listen, I felt a bit sorry for her last night. I feel a bit sorry. Let me just put my lip balm on.
A bit lippy on for Fern.
Sorry. Won't look good for the pod. Not that you can see me. But
yeah, not that any clips are going out.
Just you wait. Just you wait. I've got surprise.
Yeah. Oh, got a surprise, have you?
All I'll tell you more later. Maybe in 3 days.
Right. We've got a lot to cover. 2 days left.
Let's do it.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Well, welcome to your Thursday drop of your daily drop of Fancy Another Pod. We're covering Celebrity Big Brother.
Thursday drop, Wednesday recap.
Wednesday recap. That's why I get confused, you say. Because not only is it a Wednesday recap, Wednesday's episode actually happened on Tuesday.
And what's really strange, like when we say it's a long slog, we don't say that word lightly.
No, we don't.
Because now we're covering Wednesday's ep. Stuff that we saw on Tuesday and things that happened on Wednesday, we don't actually know that's happened, are actually going to be happening today.
And we're going to have to review it on the day of the final.
Look.
Come on.
You know what I really love, though? Obviously, a housemate has been evicted.
Mm.
Backdoor of Vicky.
Who do you think's taking it out the back door?
I think I know, but no one knows. Like, late in live last night, they covered the camera runs. There was no clip from the house.
Mm.
Incredible. No camera runs. You know how the house guest normally does my camera runs?
Yeah.
Nothing, which I loved, because last year, when we had a backdoor of Vicky with Kerry, we all knew. We all knew that Matty left because the live stream was on. They cut the live stream last night.
They're not messing.
No one knows. They're not messing around.
Who do you think's going then?
Okay. Coulson.
Why do you think it's Coulson?
Sorry, not Coulson. Coleslaw.
Who?
Coleslaw. Colchester. Colgate. COVID.
No. Yes.
Cobalt. Bless him. Because...
Bless him. You've just spent 30 seconds staring him down. Bless him.
I don't think anyone's asked.
Oh, don't.
Sorry to say. I'm sorry to say. No one's asked. I feel really bad, but no one's asked.
I'll tell you why he's not got the votes. If it is him. Because I was at Sister Act in Manchester the other day. Right. With all the Corrie cast were there. They've not been watching Big Brother.
There you bloody go. They're in bloody theatre. They're in bed with Sister Dolores.
So I think it could be Coulson.
Hold on. Forget that. Who did you see from Corrie?
Right, so I tell you who I always see in
Manchester.
Do
you watch Corrie? Do you enjoy Corrie?
Well, I dip in and out. I've been brought up on Corrie, so so obviously, like, I know all the characters.
I need to know everything.
So Dev, will turn up to the opening of an envelope, God love him.
I feel Dev is like a big fella. Like, is he quite tall?
He's quite tall. Do you know what? Mm-hmm. I would say he's literally, he plays himself. And there's been a few occasions where my life's intertwined with Dev, and he won't know it. And if he ever hears this, it's going to be really weird for him to hear. But my housemate used to own a coffee shop.
Right.
And it was empty one day, and Dev was the only customer that walked in, and he was just asking my housemate loads of questions about Afflex.
What's Afflex? As in
Ben?
Like
it's like a gothic shopping centre, I would say.
Right, okay.
Not for me.
Who else did you say?
So, Sue Cleaver. Who we've nicknamed Sue Meat Cleaver.
She's in the play, so obviously you would have seen her, darling.
Now, Lauren, who's been gone missing, and they're charging Roy Cropper for a murder, even though they've not found a body, and those are people calling him.
They're calling him
a pervert.
I was horrified, bro. I can't watch it because I get really stressed about Roy Cropper being blamed for this.
Well, Lauren was there. I'll tell you where she's alive and kicking. She's at the Palace bloody theatre.
And we can't report it because the only police officer in Weatherfield's in the bloody Big Brother house.
What's going on? going to send a letter to Greater Manchester Police. So we had, so he was there. In front of me was Eileen's other half, the guy that was also in Benidorm. His other half kept vaping all the way through the performance. I thought, darling, have you not seen the report?
God, God. Was the only person, Corey, that I would care about?
Oh, Beth Tinker. She was in front of me as well. She came in, here you are, and then gave Dev a hug and then sat down.
Daisy, was she there?
No, but I have seen her at the theatre before. She's very good looking in real life.
I love her. Like, I feel she's just, she's bringing the glam to the cobbles. I love her.
The worst thing I've ever seen was Alison King, who plays Carla Connor.
Right.
She was sat, so I was sat on the aisle seat, and then she was on the other aisle seat. And like, I'm not really like, I'm not fussy. If I ever meet like a celebrity, like in that setting, I'm never like, oh my God, let's get a picture and all that kind of stuff. Cause I think it's weird. People are just going about the day. But there ended up being a queue forming, a queue to have a picture with Carla Connor. I think she's just taking her daughter to the theatre.
Horrible. Yeah, it's horrible.
It is. It's not nice.
I'd be the same situation as you. If you like got talking. But it's all right if you have a picture, because I just love everything you do. But if it's not in the right moment, don't do
it. Yeah, no. I wouldn't even
talk to them.
Yeah, it's going out of your way, I think, with taking a picture with a celebrity. So, for example, we do lots of interviews at Gaydio and stuff like that. So we then need the picture for the reel. And of course, you know, I'm going to whack it on the gram. So I'll be like, oh, could we just get a quick picture for the gram while we're doing the interview? I think that's fine. I think that's accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience has been working backstage at these big events, and it's like everyone's just like cool, no one's getting pictures with each other, and then there's that one person who's like, sorry, can I just get a picture? Massive fan.
I know.
My daughter Lulu absolutely loves it. She'll actually be thrilled for me to get a picture. And then the picture that gets taken is really blurry, ends up going on an Instagram story that's not even 1080 by 1920. And you think, what was the point?
Look. Back to Big Brother.
Yeah, sorry, I just had to get it off my chest.
We need to get on the Corey podcast.
Yeah, we do. Fancy another cobble.
Anyway, so last time's Big Brother. We need to talk about the incident, don't we?
Nothing has been the same since the incident.
Okay,
life
look,
has
everyone,
changed.
Everyone is banging on about Nikita and Fern. Like him bashing her head off that thing. It was an accident.
No.
But I think what people are failing to address.
No, look, wait.
What people are failing to address is as soon as that whistle blew and that game started, he went straight for Marisha. This was not an accident. I put it to the jury. We need to roll the tapes. Watch how he attacked Marisha in the first 5 seconds of that game. I don't think Nikita's a nice person.
I think Nikita is very competitive, and I think that's... And I've seen it. Weirdly, I used to play badminton for Shropshire, which is not what I expected to talk about today. I've always got these analogies, but I did. And I always remember this girl who ended up playing for England for badminton, actually. She was very, very good, but she was so competitive, and it was drilled into her to win, that if she lost, like, the temper... And it's almost like this... All rhyme and reason leaves people's
would
mind.
She like,
competition.
Was she the type to like bash a racket on the floor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because badminton rackets aren't like tennis rackets.
They're not. Oh,
they'll bend. They're bendy.
They are. They're very lightweight. So if you pick up some speed on that, it can cause some damage. Throwing rackets on the floor.
You know what I love? You know, like a badminton racket. You know, like when you're like swinging a badminton racket.
Yeah.
That noise of like the whip it. Oh, I love it.
Should we have a rally?
I love a rally. I do. You know what? I haven't played badminton in a while, but I used to love it. It was just like a nice little light, airy little sport. Nice. Might have to whack out the badminton rackets this summer.
Back to the incident. Badminton. It's because it's coming to an end. It's coming to an end, so we're looking for other things to talk about. What other niche can we exploit? But I will say, I think he's so hyper-competitive that like even when Fern grabbed that thing, I mean, if I was playing this game and a 66-year-old woman grabbed the thing that I was holding, I would probably let go and just accept that they've won it and just have a little bit of a laugh and a joke. But he is so hyper competitive, and I think because of his age, I think like just all sense. So he just kind of carried on, and then Firm bashed ahead, and then to start seeing whether or not this is why I know Nikita's got a problem with Fern. Because he had to test for himself that that was hard enough for her to hurt herself. And that, to me, isn't a nice person. He has a problem with Fern. He's nominated her every single time. He's been condescending. And every time that Fern's brought it up, he's been dismissive. I'm sorry.
Do you think she reminds him of someone in his life or past or something? There's something psychological there because...
Arlene Phillips.
What's happened?
Arlene Phillips.
Do you reckon? Nah, there's something going on there. Either we haven't seen it, or maybe Fern's just been quite cold with him, because she does give off that vibe where she is quite mistrusting and she won't let you in until she knows you. I feel.
Yeah. No, I get that.
And I think, he's probably been the lesser one that she spoke to, and that's probably why.
But for all of this that I keep seeing, a lot of it is always about like what Fern has done. Oh, Fern has definitely done Fern. And I'm thinking the one thing that we've seen Fern be a little bit like, ugh, is when like she kicked off at Nikita. And I think, but her character to me suggests that she's not like that. She's called out, we've seen with Ekin-Su. Everyone was on her side when she called out the problems with Ekin-Su. I do feel that because people like Nikita, they can't bear to think that Nikita would do anything wrong, and because Fern's got like history and the press have been against her, I think
I'm team Fern.
I am. I'm sorry. I do think Nikita, as soon as she got hold of that thing last night, he probably should have slowed down. I'm not saying he went out of his way to absolutely slam dunk her.
What do we think of Nikita's rant about Big Brother doing task? What do we reckon? Because I thought that was a bit weird in itself as well.
I think he's tired of it. I think it's a thing with lads, you know, in the Big Brother house. I do think that as a society, I think a lot of the time, straight men are told not to open up about their feelings and talk about things that are going on. And I think bottle it up. And I think that then presents itself. And I think you see it in I'm a Celebrity as well, when people play with food. And it's not a very comfortable house. Oliver, when we sent him to go and have a look around, said it was, you know, the sofa's not very comfy. Like, it's all designed to...
It's designed for them to be pissed off.
Yeah, it is. And I think that plays on a little bit. And I think, you know, but it gets to the end of, like, halfway through I'm a Celeb, where people are hungry, you'll see a lot of the snappiness form in the men.
Don't forget, they are on a... cheaper shopping budget as well.
Exactly. So, you know...
This is what we wanted.
This is it. And I think it might just be presenting in Nikita. Look, some people don't like each other as well. Like, it might be that Nikita doesn't like Fern, yeah. And Fern doesn't like... Well, but I think Fern is surprised because I don't think she had a problem with Nikita.
Do you know what the producers of Strictly need to do?
Go on.
Get Fern on Strictly, partner room up together.
She's already been on.
She?
Yeah.
Oh, Fern. What... Why did she come?
Oh, I have no idea.
Get her on the Christmas special.
No idea, darling. So we think Coulson might be gone tonight. I think it could be...
I would put a tenner on Coulson going tonight, actually.
Yeah.
I don't see it being anyone else, because I think Bradley's got the Heartstopper fans. I don't think so, you know. I think Bradley's going to make the top three. I think he'll be third.
Well, he replied to me on Instagram yesterday, so I...
How did he?
Because he's been evicted. No, I'm joking. Your face, you were like, what?
You dickhead. No, I think the order's going to go like this. Coulson goes tonight.
Yeah.
Then I think it's going to be Fern. Then I think it's going to be, hopefully, Nikita. Then Bradley. And it's going to be a David Louis final.
I don't know.
And I hope to God the Potts wins. Come on, Potts!
Oh, God. Again, I feel like we had two tasks yesterday. And it makes me wonder, are we not seeing some tasks? Do they do like more than two or three tasks a day? And we've then decide got which ones they want to put in?
We've got another one in tonight's episode, darling.
Oh, come off it!
But...
I just want to see...
Look... It's the finesse. Fern's got her own chat show. That's the task. And you know what? The little clip that we saw on Late in Live last night, David opens up about how he came out to his family, and I think it's really beautiful, and I think Fern is that kind of person. This is what I said. Let's go roll the tapes, Brett. Go back to episode one or two. Mm-hmm. I did say Fern needs her own late night chat show where she's on a sofa, feet up, a bit like the Charlotte Church show. And I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
Oh. Stunning.
Wow.
There you go. I think the BB producers are listening to our podcast and taking some of our ideas. If you're listening to the CBB, where the fuck's our invite? Where's our invite? I want to be on that late in life panel. I don't want to be just in the audience. I want to be sat there.
Yeah.
And things over with AJ.
Under that big TV screen eye. That's where we need to be.
Can you imagine AJ saying, right, coming up after the break, Bally and Brett are going into the live camera rooms to see what's going on in the house.
Oh, don't.
Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning.
So what are our predictions tonight? More tasks. We've obviously got Fern. But what is the point in that? Is there anything for the housemates or is it just something to do?
Say again, sorry.
Is there is that a task, Fern, doing that, or is it just for something to do?
I think it's just something for them to do.
Stop it! Stop it!
Make stop a little it. Bit of...
Just let them live! Stop!
Oh, Kelly.
Please!
Oh, Kelly. But I think Coulson's good tonight. I think it's going to be a good episode. We are going to get the interview on Late in Life tonight, whoever's been evicted.
Oh, excited for that. Excited. Yeah. I just hate these backdoor evictions. I like them to have their moment, but that is just me.
And someone did say on Late in Life, let me gut it. I think Coulson, out of the six of them, Coulson will be the most gutted because he'd want to see his family and friends. He'd want that eviction moment. And I think it's going to be very cruel. Out of all of them, I think it will be the cruelest to happen to Coulson.
Very, very cruel.
Very cruel. Very nasty.
Right, let's dissect it all tomorrow on the... Are we calling it a semi-final tomorrow? Tonight?
I suppose so. Well, we're going to do an episode tomorrow and then we're going to do the weekend episode covering the whole series. And confirmation, we're going to get a friend of the show back on, Sean Dimes.
Because I'm away. So...
Oh.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Fancy Another Pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Short but sweet, that one.
It was good. We covered everything, though. I don't think there wasn't a lot happening yesterday's episode.
No. I feel like the main thing and the only thing that I have seen
was... The murder of Fern Britton.
I know.
The murder.
I can't believe it. I can't stop watching her head like whip round. It's just...
You know what? The more you watch it, the more it looks devastating. You know what got me? The way she was lying in the dining room chair like a corpse. I know she's lying in state.
I said to Charlotte, my housemate, I was like, she's got some real new energy here. She was like, what do you mean? I said, just, you know, sometimes when you're not feeling well and the way you put yourself up on the sofa with your legs, it just reminds me of you. So I was like, thanks. Being compared to Fern Britton.
I love it, camp.
I really need a wee. So I'm going to stop recording.
Off you pop then. Off you pop.